today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to conclude this series about For a Season. And if you'd like to hear the earlier programs, you can go to our website at considerhisword.org and hear all of the messages in this series from 1 Peter chapter 1. And I encourage you to go to the website, a number of things that you'll find there. Again, considerhisword.org. You'll find a tab that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing this broadcast today. You can write to us, send us an address, and we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. This is a small prayer journal you can put in your shirt pocket. You can put it in easily in a purse, in a Bible case, and carry it with you. I carry mine on Wednesday night. I take it to church with me. Actually, I take it to church every service, but on Wednesday night especially, I take it and I write down the prayer requests as are given. At our prayer meeting, we take prayer requests, and I'm able to write them down and pray for them all week long. And so I'd like to get one of these into your hands. Now, they're absolutely free. I don't want you to feel like you need to send us an offering. These are a blessing to us in our ministry, and we'd like to bless you with one. And so contact us through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most of the requests that we get actually come through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. As I mentioned, this is the concluding lesson or concluding Bible study in For a Season. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 3 and read down through verse 9. Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. When ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, your in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth with fire, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." Now, in the past, we have looked at that this pandemic, the things that we're going through, is for a season. Actually, whatever trial you're going through, there may be other things. And I know that there may be things that are much more important to you right now than going through this pandemic. That there may be things in your personal life that are weighing heavy on your heart. Well, I know many have lost their jobs, many have been laid off or furloughed, and they're struggling. And I know it's hard. But there are several things here that Peter says about these. One, remember that he said that you're in God's hand. God's keeping you in his hand. Last week, we talked about how it won't last forever, that this is for a season. Remember in Ecclesiastes, we read, for everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And that's especially what I want to look at today, that there is a purpose, that your time of trial, whatever it is, has a purpose. And yes, even in this, I believe God has a purpose. You'll see them here in verses 7, and verse 8, and verse 9. Notice that he said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That all of this somehow, God is going to get the glory. Certainly, he's going to get the praise. In the end, we will praise the Lord. As we're going through it, we praise the Lord. And so we give him our praise. God is so good to us in so many ways. I know for many that have lost their jobs, God is providing in some way. And God is providing food for the table. And he's providing a new job, maybe a whole different career. But in all of these things, we can praise the Lord. We ought to praise him every day and praise him continually. He said that we'll also honor him. In the end, we'll honor the Lord. We'll look up to him and see that, yes, God did have us. And yes, it was for a time. And yes, it did make us stronger. And in it, we did grow in the Lord. Not only will we honor him, the Bible says it's for his glory, and that God will be glorified. Psalm 29:2 says, give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And so one of the purposes, and actually I suppose we could say three of them are right here, that God would get the glory, that God would get the honor, and that God would get the praise. Now, the scripture tells us that there is a purpose for this, that there is a season. I mentioned a few minutes ago over in Ecclesiastes. I want to go back and read that passage of scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and remind you that everything has a purpose. Ecclesiastes 3, he said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. We're having to do that right now, aren't we? To refrain from embracing, but there will be a time to embrace. Verse 6 says, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend or tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work of God maketh from beginning to end. For I know there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. You see, there is a purpose. And it may be hard to figure out what God's purpose may be in all of this. And for you, it may be, his purpose may be to give you a time to grow in the Lord. I know many are praying more than they've ever prayed before. They're getting into the scripture and growing in the Lord more than they have ever grown before. Maybe it's in God's purpose to push churches. I mentioned this earlier, to push churches into technology that they have not been using, a technology that will help spread the gospel all around the world. Many pastors have suddenly become videographers, figuring out how to make videos, whether it be with a camera on their phone or however. I know that many bigger churches have a team for that and maybe have a whole ministry for that, but many of these smaller churches, pastors are having to learn how to do this and learning how to do this technology. Maybe it's in God's purpose to teach us more about Him and more about leaning on Him and trusting in Him. You remember what James said? Oh, it's just right after 1 Peter, 1 and 2 Peter is James. Remember what James said about this. James said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different trials, diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," or endurance. "Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." And he said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Time to ask for wisdom. Maybe God, through these things, is teaching us to be patient, teaching us endurance. He's maturing us, and He's growing us, and He's working in you to grow you. And I want you to notice something else here that he said in verse 9. Maybe the purpose is that in the end, you might come to know the Lord yourself. Maybe you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, but through this hard time, He's teaching you to rely on Him and to trust Him. In verse 8 and 9, he says, in whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Have you trusted Christ as your own Savior? Remember back in 1 Peter 1, 5, he said, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." If you've never been saved, maybe God is showing you it's time. You've been putting it off. You've been saying, "Well, maybe at a better time." But today is the day. If you've never trusted Christ, trust Him now. This pandemic is for a season, and God is holding you all the way through it. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.